Welcome, everybody. On behalf of famous Dallas KDC, on page 64, continue talk from stillness inside emptiness. I'm getting a lot of feedback about this book. People saying good things about this book. And as a matter of fact, that means that maybe some people understand that, what this book is all about. So, I don't know you, but hoping everybody benefit if you bought that book. Even if you didn't buy the book, you're receiving teaching from that book. So, on page 64, today we're going to talk about fear, confidence, meditation, subject. And hoping you will enjoy, and hoping I will enjoy. Meditation removes fear and gives confidence. The part of the reason unenlightened beings experiencing fear is uncertainty due to fact not knowing what's coming on your way, not knowing what's coming on your way, what obstacle coming on your way, what situation is coming on your way. But not only for future not knowing coming, but also fear, things not so clear in their mind. Many things not so clear means can't understand properly, can't figure out well, no know exactly was that good or was that bad. In other words, not very clear. Because everything not very clear, that brings some fear. That brings us some fear. Now, we can also specifically target your own life. Your own life means your livelihood or your life as person. Not knowing right from wrong, the decisions that we do make, the decisions we do make every day, every time, we make the decision based on our judgment, the best one, but really lack of wisdom, our decisions sometimes are not very good one. We choose poorly unless accidentally choose something good. It was a totally accident that you are lucky you choose that and it was the right thing, but it was not because of your wisdom, the choice of. So there is a fear. Most terrified fear is terrified fear is your health and your life. Interesting enough, we all have that. We all have our life, and also we all have to, or we all must, or we all not free from not dealing with health issue. So health is one of the main brings fear. But for some people also, uncertainty of length of your life also brings you fear. In other words, you have few million things need to finish, but the question is, do you have enough time to accomplish? And there is a fear for that. For some people, especially for dharmic people, dharmic people means what they call spiritual followers or spiritual believers. They also have a fear, what they call their karma. It's one of the main factors brings fear. What did I do? What I have done? And what kind of karma I have to deal with? This karma thing, it's more terrifying, more powerful than, let's say, Buddha or God, the concept of God. They can be everywhere. But for the Buddhist, karma is what you need to watch out. Not so much Buddha and God. They can be there, and you don't have much relationship. It's not you don't like to have relationship. It's just not accessible. See, that's different. It's not like you don't like to have money. It's just not available for you. It's too different. It's what you like to, it's nothing to do with what you really have. Two different things, two different situations. Now, so talking about fear, fear is a major factor of stress, anxiety, and fear is also a major factor of unhappiness, suffering, pain and suffering. So, think about the fear. Confident, because you're going through those issues that I mention, confidence it gets smaller. Because the confident and the fear, they're kind of like a right side and a left side, and one is too bigger, the other kind of go along with that. So more confidence, that means you will automatically less fear, and you have more fear, then automatically confidence get smaller, is that. So between these two, sort of day and night, sort of happiness and sad, between there, the mediator, it's a word mediator. Mediator means in between the middleman, the middle person. The middle person is the only we can think of is meditation. And there is no other middle person. It's only the meditation, how you can deal with your mind, how you can meditate, how you can cope with that, and how you skillfully embrace them, or how you observe them, and how you utilize, how you do. So it's the middleman is meditation. Meditation removes fear, gives confidence. For ordinary beings, they're talking about ordinary beings, for most of us. For ordinary beings, fear and confidence are mutually exclusive. Mutually exclusive. Mutually. Mutual means both. Exclusive. There are so many fear, and we are so confused. We are so confused what we should be fear and what we shouldn't be fear. We can't differentiate. And therefore, it's a sort of seal or exclusive. Confident is it's the positive side. Most people have shortage on confidence. Entire their life, their wisdom, their skill, their accomplishment, and also their activities or their ability, there is a shortage on confidence. Shortage on confidence. Some of them really good, but they don't have confidence. So it's just as bad as you don't have any confidence. So even you are successful, if you don't feel like successful, you don't have any confidence. So that's there. Because of that, confidence is also exclusive. Exclusive. When one is present in a specific amount, the other will be lacking in that same amount, which I already mentioned. Thus, to remove the fear, we must simply cultivate confidence. Confidence usually rises the first time, the foremost memory I have is you are confused, you are unhappy, sad, and kind of lost in a jungle. Jungle in samsara. Samsara is like big jungle. So you lost. And suddenly you run into one person. And you find somebody in a forest. And you encounter with this person. This person says, "Don't worry, we can make it. I know you're confused. I know you're kind of lost in a samsara. I used to feel same way too, but I found a way to deal with, and I found a way to not lost." And then, sir, how could you do that? And then it says, follow me. I'll show you where you can increase your confidence. And then you make steps, follow him. As soon as you make first step, second step, or fourth step, you begin to rising your confidence. You begin to feel like I'm not lost anymore. It's like meeting your guru. It's like finding teacher and finding somebody you can follow their footstep. And then the direction where he's leading, there's the more light coming out. Even it's a dense forest of samsara, you see more lights out and you approaching that direction. The more step you make, the more confidence. It is like counting confidence, increasing drop by drop, little by little. So every step you make, you gaining more confidence. In the meantime, your fear, your sense of lost is dissipating less and less. So that's how it replaces, transformation takes place. And it should happen with every one of you too, if you know what I mean. If you don't know what I mean, maybe you still need a lot of homework. So, that's remove fear. We must simply cultivate confidence. There are two ways that this happens. As a result of consistent meditation practice. Consistent meditation practice will bring you close to reality of everything. One of them is it's your own existence. You will see more closely and more clearly. That means you see yourself more closely. Clearly, remember the Buddhist text saying seeing yourself is a seeing Buddha. Not seeing yourself means you see nothing, even though you can debate, I see everything. But whatever you see everything, it's not worth much. What you really need to see is absent. Absent means you didn't see it. What you really see is you should see reality, ultimate reality. So, helps consistent meditation practice, page 64. First, at a more mundane level, learning to focus the mind with a greater clarity. Mind, in order to clear your mind, you need to calm your mind. And you need to relax your mind. You need to free your mind. If you don't free your mind is extremely busy. Leveling, interpreting, jumping, hopping, and rising and ceasing, all kinds of things happening in your mind. Every moment, 100 things happening. Every minute will be one book. That much happening. You can't even remember everything come in your mind. You things coming and going, keep forgetting, and new things you're engaging, It's all that. So when I say, calm down, relax your mind, I really mean what word it says. You have to calm down and you have to relax your mind. One of the relax your mind is you don't give any assignment. Let it be a natural state. Let it be alone. Leave them alone. You know, it reminds me, some people says, let me help you, let me help you. I don't need your help, thank you very much. And again, let me help you, let me help. Thank you, I don't need your help. And then finally, turn around and say, can you just quiet and go away? Yeah, I can do that. Now you're helping me. Thank you very much. Finally, we figure out what I need. I need to leave me alone. Now you're helping me. Wow. That example, you can bring into meditation with your thoughts. So if you really want to help your mind to calm, don't bring any things in the mind. Push everything outside and relax. Let your mind alone in natural state. Be itself. Be, is that word itself? Is that word? Be self, be self. Be itself means just purely your mind. Relax. Nothing in it. No creating, no interpreting, no judging. Those things that we do rest of the day, we have no shortage. Because I'm not taking anything away. Rest of 24 hours, you can practice all those as much as you want, as much as you can. Only meditation time, I'm just saying, put everything on the side and don't bring it. So, it says, first, at a more mundane level, learning to focus the mind with greater clarity and accuracy. Accuracy, accurate. Accuracy. Allow us to bring all of our faculties of perception and action into higher state of functioning. Additionally, we become able to put a greater amount and more focused energy behind those faculties in order to feel more effective and confidence in ordinary situation. Another deeper way that meditation eliminates fear by stimulating confidence as by straining the ultimate view of reality. It is funny. We are dealing with the reality of relative reality. But if you're not attached to relative reality too much, but dealing with it skillfully and aiming for ultimate reality, then relative truth helping, promoting towards ultimate truth. But if you not know how to deal with the relative truth, but your aim is only ultimate truth, then ultimate truth seems difficult to experience, difficult to connect it, difficult to understand it. That's because you haven't worked on the relative truth thoroughly. Because without relative truth, the perfection, ultimate truth is sealed. In other words, ultimate truth is not available. So, They also call coexistence. They also call sort of like cause and effect. One is a seed and one is a fruition type. So the perfection of relative truth, perfection of that is the ultimate truth. Therefore, it's like seed and fruition. So, in a way, sort of speaking, they are dependent on each other. But people don't understand that. People want, ultimately, it's something we wanted, but the relative dealing with it is something they don't like to deal with. And people like to have a fruition of Dharma practice. They like that. They like to be successful for whatever they do, especially in a meditation. But when it comes to practice, they say, no, 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 no. Those are, I already know. I don't want to do. So that means you don't want to plant any seed, but you want fruition right in front. But you have to plant seed if you're looking for fruition, fruit. Without planting seed, the fruit may not be experienced. You may not get the fruit. That's something people don't understand. They want a highest teaching. They want the highest quality of the fruit. But they are refused to planting any type of seed down there because it takes a lot of work and effort. So it doesn't go together. So in case if you are one of those, what I say, now you know what to do. Bring all the vigor in possession. Additionally, we become able to put a greater amount and more focus energy behind those faculties in order to feel more effective and confident in the ordinary situation. Another deeper way that meditation eliminates fear by stimulating confidence is by straining the ultimate view of reality. When a long-time practitioner initially began to have a glimpse into nature of mind and the emptiness of appearances or relative reality, these experiences of a correct view were only momentary. Unfortunately, most of the time, the relative view still predominates. However, over time and with a established meditation practice, these experiences of ultimate reality become more frequent and consistent. Some people have a little bit more easier to do the meditation than others. It is not just because of result of this lifetime. They may have karma which they brought in a previous life. Some seems like very difficult to sink in, difficult to understand, difficult to do, is perhaps you are beginner of beginner. Therefore, when a beginner of beginner, seems everything is a little bit harder. So, instead of thinking about what's wrong with me, that I don't get it, and everybody gets it, and I don't get it, what's wrong with me, you shouldn't question that way. You should question that for me, I need to put a little bit more effort. That's what you need to do. And then those you have some glimpse of reality experiences or ultimate reality or the relative truth that the sum of the things reveal to you, even if it's a glimpse. Let the meditation sparkling that you have experienced, you should not maybe deal about that. In other words, you shouldn't share with everybody so that everybody thinks you are greater, some greater coming from heaven or something. You don't share with the other, you only share with your guru instructors. And if you don't have any guru and you don't like to have any guru, then your inner guru, Buddhist Bodhisattva, you share with them. And keeping yourself between you and Buddha or between you and your guru, you might looking forward for a few more of those glimpse experiences and as soon as you meditate. So you may have a more frequently, is that a word? Frequently. More often. And then it's good. And more often you have, that means you are more approaching a little bit level, you are a little bit stepping up higher and higher, sort of speaking. Beginning to glimpse into the nature of mind and emptiness of appearance relative reality. This experience of the correct view are only momentarily. They are so momentarily. It's a very second kind of thing. But they're so powerful that you don't forget easily why they're so powerful. So I usually say, if you're smart enough and you are so smart and intelligent, you can ever to meditate even a few seconds, real meditation, you won't forget. You won't deny. You won't forget how powerful, how wonderful it was. Real meditation, genuine meditation, element of real meditation is that time doesn't exist. Time is called timeless. So you could be sitting hour. All you feel like it's 1 minute. Now we're talking about meditation. So if you can do like that, then you need to do more. And the way you need to do is consistently, again and again, again. Unfortunately, most of the time, the relative view still predominates. Relative truth is, it looks like you're sitting there. That's a relative truth. It looks like you're seeing things. That's a relative truth. Are they truth? Is the truth only and relatively? But the word Tibetan use, a relative truth, is kunzup. Kunzup denba. Relative truth, the kunzup denba. So the connotation for the kunzup denba in Tibetan, literally, if we translate that, is means is a false reality, not real. But if real to you is look like real. That's connotation is, and that's where we spend time. And that's the way we attachment is all about. That's our desire is all about. That's what our concern is all about, by the way. So, unfortunately, most of the time, the relative view still predominates. However, over time, with established meditation practice, this experience of ultimate reality become more frequent and consistent. Already say, I must be the writer. These experiences of ultimate reality become more frequent and consistent. The correct view becomes easier to maintain for longer and longer periods of time. I guarantee that even a few seconds, if you experience in real meditation, that is part of the reason you like meditation. And eventually, you have to be your own witness, is the word, with W-I-T, witness. Because I cannot be your witness all the time. Or your friend will not be your witness all the time. You have to be your own witness. Otherwise, you didn't get it yet. So in order to get yourself confident, to grow within yourself, you have to be your own witness. You know how it works, and you know how important meditation is because you witness yourself. So, says, the correct view becomes easier. Okay, eventually, the confused gaps between this moment of clarity become shorter and shorter until our confusion disappears altogether. This analysis is when the sun before rises, all of the sky color is changing. And that's where you begin to meditate, then your doubts and fears sort of like getting weaker and weaker. And first the sun rises, and then sun rises from the tip of the mountain. The other side of the mountain, all the shadows are disappearing. That's because the light of the sun is coming. So when the sun completely come out from the earth, the old shadows have no place to hide. They all disappear. Same with confidence of your meditation. When your mind begins to rest in a natural state, the doubts, the fears, all those things have no room to hide. They all have to go. And caution is, we don't know where they go. Neither we know all the shadows. We don't know where they go. But they go. They're gone for sure. Like that. So, disappeared. Confusion disappears all together. Juntos. Con juntos. With all God disappear. I use Spanish word there so I can remember what that means. Juntos. Then, only then can the meditator have true confidence in this ultimate view. So the sun covers with a complete planet Earth, or at least one side. Complete covered with the sunlight. The sun has no shortage of light. And a meditator can experiencing like that level of sunlight, a meditation, there is no shortage of confidence because they see everything very clearly. The impermanent nature and a perfect purity of all phenomena. The impermanent nature and a perfect purity of all phenomena give rise to a state that is completely free of fear. Because there is nothing to fear, which you thought that there's something coming towards you, and you found out there's nothing coming to you. So your fear ceases. Your fear ceases means your fear disappears. So he says completely free of fear. This progression is most easily described by Tibetan story that outlines a phenomena that many of us have experienced in some way or another. As I was talking through the forest at night, I saw deadly snake lying coiled right beside me on the path. As my fear grew, I could see more and more clearly its strived and the way it had swelled from side to side as it is the tongues and the flick it out from between its fans. Just before I ran for my life, I remember something earlier that the day I had to drop a length of coil rope somewhere on this path as I travel along it. So when you're scared, completely scared and confused, the head's moving, tongue is doing like this, all of those, you visually you see it. But when you calm down a little bit, you see it's a rope, R-O-P-E is a rope. In many ways, unenlightened beings, everything what we're struggling, what we are scared about, what we are suffering about, what we attach to about pain and suffering in a samsara, it's like that story. That snake or the rope, R-O-P-E, rope, story, same analysis. Loving at my fear and my own mistake, my terror melt away to be replaced by confidence in the fact that this was my rope, R-O-P-E, rope. You need a rope because a college trip is coming. So you better bring some ropes or tie it outside your bag. Allow me to step forward and retry it. But as I picked up the end of the rope and its coil around my arm, I realized that it was in fact a snake that I had, helpless and unable to bite in my hand. It looks like. Only knowing the nature of our mind allows us the ability to transcend limitations in a way that produces confidence capable of truly exercising mind over matter. And everything has to do with the mind. When we are confused, our mind confused. When we are experiencing fear, mind is experiencing fear. And when we are happy, our mind is happy. When we are experiencing confidence, our mind is experiencing confidence. So therefore, it's also called mind over matter. Mind over matter. Making decisions of the day, you have a good day, or you have a so-so day, or you have a bad day, has a lot to do with the decision came from your mind. It is a mind over matter. Mind over matter. So let's now meditate and see you reduce your fear and increase your confidence, and because of your meditation. Let's meditate. questions? Only if there's no questions. Okay.
Yeah, well, it seems like what occurred to me as part of your talk is part of the transformation is kind of a changing our expectations about what might happen, you know, in the future or even in the present moment.
What was your question? Changing what? Changing your expectation.
Yeah, so that it reduces, you know, the
from where to what?
From fear to confidence.
Yeah. That's fine. That's a good one. Yeah. It's a changing, but it's a good changing. Yeah. Because the fear brings suffering, and confidence brings you peace or happiness. So because of that changing, it's reason for that changing is good. And of course, the world we're talking about, still relative truth, we're talking about that and that sense. Okay, now it's yours.
I can do it now. I was thinking about what you were saying about finding the middle way, that place of balance, so that you don't get too confident or unconfident, and that or too focused on your own happiness, and that sometimes it can be, for me, it's like I'm thinking of all the things that aren't quite right, like I'm a little cold and my cushion's not quite comfortable, or I'm not quite relaxed, you know, and I'm focusing on things that don't seem quite right, rather than focusing on what is right, that I'm here with the Sangha, that I can breathe. There's a lot of things that are right, but sometimes my mind will go to what's not quite right yet, which makes me anxious or uncomfortable. So it's like having your mind practicing going to a different space.
I'm not sure exactly, but I think sounds like focus on the more confident, good side, and less focus on negative side or problem side. Sounds like a good way to go. because my reason that is lots of people focus on their weak spot or problems. So it looks like you have nothing else except problems. And so they forgot to focus on their positive side. And the positive side, there are many, many good things that they can focus on. If they focus on a positive, it will be more positive action, because it brings more confidence, or it brings more uplifting feeling, or it brings more hopes and more dreams, positive way, rather than focus on the negative, because then it's just going down. And then think you don't have to help them going down. They say even the liquid water go down real fast. If you put on a slope mountain, water never go up, it will go down. That's because of the gravity, but a negative is like taking you down, does not require much effort. The positive is like going up, so it takes much effort to go up. As far as the doing good things, it takes more effort. So focus on the positive is a good way to do, because you don't want to focus on the negative. Majority of people, however, they did very successfully focus on the negative all their lifetimes, and in many lifetimes, and in a countless lifetime. So it's a time to do the other way around. Focus on the positive and thankful what you have and good things what you have. I remember somebody talking about simple list. You might never think about that way could bring you happiness and peace in your mind. It's just simply seeing beautiful flowers. Beautiful flowers outside by seeing bring you happiness and I think word to use is like pleasure. Is that pleasure, happiness, pleasure, satisfaction? Beautiful flowers that brings you. Simply just seeing that, if you realize it's a meaningful life, it might be very simple because seeing flower garden, but really it makes big difference when you know the appreciation of being life, being enjoying just small thing brings big deal. It's a big deal. So every day when you wake up, instead of waiting for diet, but more like waiting for celebration, every day you want to do some celebration, enjoy something. So first thing is breathing, the air we breathe, the beautiful landscape, and even people. Lot of beautiful things in front of you. It's just you don't have the eye to see that way. But if you know what I mean, and everything, there's a beauty all surrounded with you. There is a colors, beauty. There is elements, water elements, fire elements, air elements. Everything where we walk, where we drive, where we sit, where we eat, there's always opportunity to appreciate, if you know what I mean. So if you do that, there's a good reason to be alive. There's a good reason to be celebrate every day. Tomorrow is nobody know. Mañana, tengo mucho tiempo, pero no dinero. Tomorrow I will have lots of time, but no money. So anyway, that's my practice. So I can speak Hindi too, and a little bit Chinese, a little Tibetan too. So Tibetan is like almost my first language. The English is almost like fifth language. Anyway, so I can play around words.
One question, sir. In addition to generating confidence in our own practice, do you have any advice on how to inspire confidence in those around us, and our loved ones, or fellow Sangha members, or anything like that?
Some of the lamas did some things, and I'm a little bit hesitant to do that. But one way to do it is that you put your neck on a piece of log of wood, and hand me a big knife or axe. And then, that if you have a confidence there, that then I do things. no questions asked, and papers are signed, no suit, no lawyers, nothing. And I see nothing, you see nothing, nobody knows. And so, are you ready? You have a confidence in me. Let me show you confidence now. Are you ready? Yes. And you have real confidence if you don't move your body. So that kind of practice. And some great yogis done those, and I hesitate to do that. What if it doesn't go well? We have to have some fun, so I'm sharing that with you. So therefore. Actually, it's a good question. The confidence that confidence with your dharma, confidence with your life, confidence with your teacher, lama, guru, everything is depend on cause and conditions, karma, cause and conditions. So you earn it. In other words, accumulation of practice. Accumulation of practice will facilitate and reach your level where you see everything a little different. And you might see very good teacher that like everything you can dream of, you might able to see that. Now, other people, when you share that, they won't agree with you. But that's because you are in where you see it's you, where this is they, where she see is she, he see. You can't really like generalize everybody because everybody karma is different. Everybody connection is different, by the way. Everybody here is different. Not that I want you to hear different, people hear different. I want everybody hear whatever benefit for you. That's what I want you to hear. But problem is you hear quite different each person is because kind of a part that you have only takes a different size. Your part or your cup, your plate has a different size of room, so only you can take that size. If you understand correctly. So you earn it. So hopefully you will see, even the Lama Di Dorje was very rare, very special teacher you might see. Don't tell me. But it all happened in your mind. And you see that, then confidence grows. And your Dharma connection also grows so strongly. And everybody else you will see also different level, very good. That does not mean you lost reality. That does not mean you're crazy. Although, you will be more advanced to deal with the craziness. So that's what happened. So, your question, go ahead. If you don't know, no need to pray.
Oh, okay.
If you... do you know your question or you don't?
I was just saying from your message today, you're saying basically we don't see things well or hear things well. Is right?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I think I'm happy with that. See things clear, hear things clear. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody. Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva
Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Please rise, sing a song.